Welcome, podcast listeners. Today, I will be your speaker on the topic of whether social networking has a positive or negative effect on our society. I will be discussing a topic that is very controversial. Although the internet and social networking has many benefits in our society today, it has caused a skyrocket in mental illness, depression, a drastic decrease in social life, jobs, and grades. I wanted to ask a few people whether they thought this was more of a positive or negative thing, and in what ways they had seen it make a positive impact. For example, benefits in a workplace, for educational purposes, building distant relationships, reestablishing them, or making new ones, and in what ways they had seen it become a negative thing. For example, conflicts between friends, suicide and depression rates, increasing from social networks. So I started off by interviewing my mom to see what her view of this topic was. Do you think social networking is more of a positive or negative thing?
I believe social networking is more of a negative thing due to the lack of social interaction amongst people.
How has it proven to be more negative?
I feel it's more negative because people are not physically with each other, having eye contact, maybe physical touch, just enjoying each other's company in the real form.
I also decided to interview my sister Victoria, who had a lot to say about this specific topic. Do you think social networking is more of a positive or negative thing?
Well, that's very difficult because I feel like it can be sort of both ways. It can be very impactful and used for very good things, but like all things, it's being used too excessively, and if it's used excessively, it can be very negative. It's like anything. It needs to be taken in moderation. It's like dessert. You can't be on it or eating it all the time, or it's going to be very detrimental to your body.
In what ways have you seen it been used beneficially and in a positive way?
I think that it's really useful, all the different technologies and resources that you can find via all those networking and such, especially, say, if you have in the special education field or if you have a disability. First of all, being on social media and researching, that will bring awareness to large groups of people to know more about how disabilities affect people. Different strategies and resources are available and easily shared with technology and social media. And also just with all the different assistive technologies, that's really important and helps people to have a voice and be more engaged with others around them.
So conflicts can be brought up in debates on the internet. Friendships can dissipate because people are more willing to say negative things over the phone and social networks rather than in person. Suicide and depression rates from social network and bullying online.
I think social media is really detrimental because, first of all, there's so much wasted time just scrolling through over and over. It's very addicting and you just waste a lot of time, and you're not being very productive. You're not helping others. You're not interacting with people in a very beneficial way to anyone, really. And when you're on social media, when you're with people, you're disconnecting yourself from being present and fully in the moment and connecting with those around you. If you're together as a group and you're sitting on your phones, you're not being connected with anyone, not with the people you're looking at and not with the people you're with, which is the most important and precious time that you'll never get back again. Also, when you're on social media, you're looking at people's highlight reels of their life. They're getting more open to posting about real life things and real negative situations. But most of the time, you're going to post great things that are happening with your life. And if you're constantly seeing everyone's highs, you're going to feel kind of bad about yourself if you're just like having a casual day and start to feel depressed and left out and lonely because you aren't living in their highlight reel, which no one is always having a great time all the time. That's just not real life. And with that, you can't fully feel all your different emotions or feelings in like situations with that. Oh, and also, if you're on social media or any sort of technology, while it's great in small doses, you waste a lot of time, and then when you could also be doing a lot of other cool things, you like people sit and look up stuff about like movies, they'll be watching TV shows and be just seeing this. But if you get off your devices, you could go live out your life and make your life like a movie. You can go for a bike ride, you can go break into someone's yard, not really, just joking, but you can go into people's yard and help save baby sheep and just do a bunch of wild and crazy and responsible fun things and like make your life a movie or TV show. It's great. I say make your life something that someone would want to read a book about or watch a movie about or TV show, because those are so in nowadays. But think about it. Would you really want to read, or would you want to watch a TV show about a girl who just lays in her bed all day and sits on her phone all day? No, they're going to want to hear or watch a show or movie about a girl who runs in the yard, picks up a baby sheep and throws it back in the pen before it gets hit by a car. Like, that's cool. And then bikes away into the sunset. Like, make your life a movie. My last word of advice is just to be present. Be present with those around you. Be present and in touch with the life that is around you. Engage all your senses. And you can't be doing that if you're being too excessive with your social media or technology presence.
From my last interview, I decided to ask Katie Mollowitz what her thoughts were on this.
I think social networking can be positive because it can bring people together and create a community aspect. But I also feel that it can drag people apart by seeing unrealistic expectations and trying to live up to them. And then when someone doesn't meet that standard that's not even really real, they feel worse about themselves than when they started on social networking. So you really have to be careful when you do anything online anymore. That's my opinion.
In an article by the American Journal of Public Health, the central claim states that social media and internet can influence suicidal behaviors. It states that there are nearly 1 million suicides around the world each year because of this. This is not specifically because of social networks, but can be a major factor, and it really downplays the benefits of internet and social networking. It is also one of the world-leading causes for depression and anxiety. The purpose of writing this article is so that people will become aware of the issues at hand with social networking. In an article by Kristen Marino, she says that social media is taking over the physical aspects of life, such as newspapers, magazines, newsletters, social interaction, and time for studies. The purpose of her article is to show the negative impact of technology. Her bias is backed by research and statistics, which makes her very credible. Lastly,
I read an article called Conflicts, Friendships, and Technology by Amanda Lenhart. She is known for studying teens and is also a director of teens and technology research. Her claim of the article is how social media allows more drama and conflicts between friendships. Some of the evidence given states that certain groups tend to experience more conflicts online. Overall, studies have shown that mental illness rates have drastically increased because of social networks, and people are more willing to say things that they don't mean that they wouldn't in person and bully people online.
My personal opinion is that social media and social networking does have more of a negative effect on people, unfortunately. This is, like many people said, because of all the unrealistic expectations that people want to live up to. But fortunately, mental illness and social media influencers are speaking out about how their life isn't perfect all the time. And I think this is really helping because people are realizing how big of a deal that this is becoming for others.
Thanks for listening.